So, I'll ask, how many of you here make New Year's resolutions? Anybody? How many of you here keep those resolutions? You know, for many people, their New Year's resolution is to get in better physical shape. Interesting thing about that, the other day I was at a shopping center and I watched this one car circle around and around the lot looking for a space as close to the buildings as possible. They must have circled for 10 minutes before they found a space near the front, got out of their car, and what building did they head into? The health club. They were heading into a place where they would walk miles on a treadmill, but were so creatures of habit when it came to parking, they just had to find a space that was not too far to walk from the place they were going to for exercise. But bad habits are hard to break, aren't they? And it is why resolutions are often so hard to keep. Well, I'm going to use my time this morning to encourage us as a church family to make a simple resolution together that I hope we will encourage one another to maintain in 2019. And that is simply to embrace the gift of each day God provides us in 2019. All 365 of them. This is not original to me, but it is a saying that has always resonated with me. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. We have all our kids in with us today. And one of the many things that I love about children, particularly when they are small, is how they are able to embrace the moment that they are in. They are not all caught up like we adults with guilt and regret about yesterday. They are not all wrapped up like we adults in anxiety and worry about tomorrow. They are living out the simple truth of this verse written by the psalmist. Let's read it together. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice. Let's do this one more time with some conviction. This is the day. You know, children embrace the gift God has given them in this moment, right here, right now. We adults often seem to have lost the ability to live in the reality described there by the psalmist, or in this one from the Apostle James, James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Friends, every moment you take a breath on this earth is a gift from God. And this moment, what time is it? I can't quite make up the 11, whatever, I can't see. Whatever time it is, on December 30th, 2018, is a gift. Are you rejoicing in it? You know, another thing about children is the way they open presents on Christmas morning. Any of you here with young kids? How did they go about opening their gifts this past Tuesday? Did they wait to gingerly remove the wrapping paper, making sure you could use that paper again next Christmas? No, they tore into it like their life depended on determining what was hidden inside that brightly colored paper. And that is how we need to approach life. Along these same lines, I was thinking about how the process of making a marriage proposal has evolved since Mrs. Morris proposed to me 35 plus years ago. Just kidding, I proposed to her. And perhaps my lack of romantic imagination had something to do with this, but I had not even planned on asking her to marry me on this particular day, June 3rd, 1983. We were just together. And as I gazed into her eyes, God just overwhelmed me that this was the woman I wanted to spend the rest of my life with here on this earth. So I just blurted it out, "Will you marry me?" And praise God, she said, "I'll think about it." She said yes. But you know what? Today, you cannot propose without some elaborate plan in place to outdo all your friends' proposals. Am I right or not? Huh? One scenario that has become popular is sending the bride-to-be on a sort of scavenger hunt, with clues leading them to the place that the actual proposal will take place. Anybody here experienced that to one of your kids, or that was yours? Do you remember the excitement behind each clue as they lead you one step closer to your ultimate destination? Well, that's the way we should approach all the moments of life. That each one is a clue leading us on this incredible journey to the place we accept God's proposal to us, reflected in his sending his son Jesus to die on a cross so that we can be united with him for all eternity. And then let me ask you, married couples, was the moment of the proposal meant to be the conclusion of your journey? No, every day from then through the marriage ceremony and on until death do you part is meant to be this wonderful trip getting to know and to love one another even more richly, even more deeply. So it should be between us and God once we accept his proposal and we place our trust in Jesus' death on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. Our journey together with Christ is meant to become more intimate, more amazing with each passing day. And God gives us in each moment here on earth a clue, a prompt, an opportunity to be led into a deeper relationship with him. Yet we often disregard the potential wonder of that moment, the potential excitement of that moment, the potential opportunity to get to know God better in that moment. And we go, nothing special here. Just another rut in the road of life. God is calling out to us, no, this is the day I have made. I have given you every moment as a gift. So enjoy it. Be filled by it. See me in it because it is my gift to you. Why do we often miss out on the gift of the moment that is right in front of us? It's because we often are so caught up looking for some other gift we think we need that is in our future. Or we miss out on it because we are so busy looking at the gift someone else received that we wanted, the life that maybe someone else is living. And God says, don't take your eyes off the wonder and joy that exists in this moment that you are experiencing right now. Because you are not promised another moment just like it. James would also write this in chapter 4, the 13th and 14th verses. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, make some money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. I fear that so many of us don't have the power to live for today because we are using it all up worrying about tomorrow. You know, this past Christmas was my 8th without my dad. One constant for me was that for the first 56 years of my life, my dad and I were together every Christmas. And then, in the blink of an eye, he was gone. I think back to all the Christmases we had together and how often I did not soak up the joy of those moments because I was so caught up in the pressure cooker of life and worried about how I was going to make it. All the pressures of practicing law at a big law firm, then the pressures of overseeing a church family, the pressures of raising 4 children. And I'd think, I was human, what if the church does not survive? We were pretty small back then. I think, how am I going to provide for 4 kids? Friends, it has been 25 years since I stepped in as pastor here. My kids are having kids of their own right now. And God has been faithful at every single turn. Oh, this church is not perfect. But I tell people all the time, if you find a perfect church, don't join it. Because you'll ruin it. right? Because you're a sinner. My kids are not perfect. But as I tell people all the time, if you want perfect kids, don't have any, all right? We talked on Christmas Eve of how Jesus came to this world as the Prince of Peace. We talked about how that is was to bring peace between us and God, but also was in a sense to allow us to experience peace, to give us access to a peace that transcends human understanding. That is, it makes no sense from a human perspective. Paul would write this to the letter in Colossae, Colossians 3:15. Let, this is a command, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Friends, why all of this is so important? It's because the evil one wants to steal from you your ability to see every moment of every day as a gift from God. The Bible says the evil one comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one of the primary ways he does that is by trying to steal, to kill, to destroy your peace. All our worrying about what may or may not happen tomorrow, does it gain us anything? You know, my experience is if I took everything I ever worried about, 90% of it never happened. And the 10% that did, God used to teach me things I would have not learned otherwise. And he walked with me every step of the way through that 10%. So, in 2019, when you start to lose the joy that is in each moment because you are worried about all you think you have to do, or you're worried about something that you have absolutely no control over, I want you to take this verse to heart. It's a simple one. We're going to read it together. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all. It's just such powerful words. One more time. Cast all. You take your thoughts and concerns about the future, and you just give them to Jesus. And then you can put your focus back on the joy that there is in this day that the Lord has made. And you can savor the moment that you are in. You know, if there's one person in my world who lives life savoring every moment as a gift from God, it is my wife, Nadita. There are so many examples. I could have done like a 3-hour sermon just on that. But a classic one occurred just about a week ago. You may recall we had this little accident out in the community room where she nailed my eye with some cardstock paper, right? And so I had to go and have a doctor look at it, and he thought he was going to have to do a major cornea scrape, which we weren't looking forward to. And so anyway, a week went by before we'd go back and find out what the next step was. And we met with the doctor. He examined my eye. And this guy was very matter-of-fact. And he said in a very matter-of-fact manner that my eye's healing was progressing, and so I did not need to have that scrape procedure. I was relieved. Nadita, she goes crazy with joy. She is hugging the doctor. She is hugging the nurse. When we came out of the waiting room, she is hugging the people waiting for their appointments in the waiting room. This is true, right? I'm not making this up. Nadita, when she unwraps the present that is this moment, she overflows with gratitude and with joy. My resolution for 2019 is that I want to learn to be more like that. To look at a sunrise or sunset and savor God's incredible creative genius. To hold my 2-month-old granddaughter and to gaze at her tiny little hands and to savor God's incredible creative wonder. To look at the people that God puts in my path, be they family, be they neighbors, be they someone at the local subway, and to see in them the wonder of God's love for them and the opportunity in that moment for me to give them a glimpse of his incredible love flowing through me for them. So Cedar Run, can we all try to live more this way in 2019? If we can I get an amen?
Amen.
I have a video now, and then the worship team will close us.